This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The groaning of the earth intensifies, not just in seismic shifts and the fury of storms, but a deeper unrest, a sickness spreading through the very foundations of nations. And Yahuwah reveals the source, the ancient venom of Edom coursing through the veins of Israel, disguised as succor, offered as healing. We have been warned. The prophets have spoken, and now in this generation we see the pattern unfolding with chilling clarity. For generations, we've watched the fabricated narratives, the manufactured stages, the attempts to redefine covenant Israel with political borders and earthly structures. But the true battle is not for land, it is for the soul. It is a spiritual warfare waged through deception and control. And the lineage of Esau, the descendants of Edom, are at the heart of it. Remember the ambush. Remember Amalek striking from the rear, preying on the weak and vulnerable. This was not a clash of armies, but a calculated assault on the lifeblood of Israel, and the pattern repeats. It isn't open warfare they wage today, but a subtle, insidious invasion, an infiltration of our very well-being. They offer relief, yes, promises of prolonged life delivered through vials and tablets. But what is being peddled isn't simply medicine, but a system of control, a subtle enslavement cloaked in the guise of care. Think on the words of Jeremiah, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength." Jeremiah 17:5. To place our trust in the fleeting power of the flesh, to seek salvation in earthly remedies, is to turn our backs on the eternal source of true healing. This is Pharmakeia, the sorceries of Babylon, reborn. The great harlot, judged not for lavish displays of wealth, but for becoming a cage for the souls of men. And her merchants, they deal not in silks and spices, but in promises, in illusions of health, while harvesting our vitality, deepening the disease within. This isn't to dismiss all healing, understand. Yahuwah is the great physician, but true healing comes through restoration. A return to the covenant, a reconnection with our ancestral foundations, a remembering of the promises given to Jacob. It is found in the household altars, in the remembering of generational covenants, in the raising of a shield of generations to defend the truths passed down through time. The earth groans and Israel awakens. The simultaneous stirring within the covenant seed and the increasing geophysical disturbances are not coincidental. It is a correlated response, a divine echo. As the world convulses, as the foundations tremble, a remnant is being roused from its slumber, remembering who they are, from where they came, and to whom they belong. This awakening is not a comfortable process. It requires a dismantling of the false narratives, a rejection of the seductive lies offered by Edom. It demands a return to the ancient paths, a reclaiming of our spiritual heritage. It means acknowledging that the true battle is not fought with weapons of steel, but with the weapons of truth, faith, and unwavering devotion to Yahuwah. They seek to sever us from our roots, to diminish our strength, to control our very lives. But Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms, and Mashiach reigns. The lineage of Esau may attempt to poison the well, but the covenant endures. The seed of Jacob will not be extinguished. The shield of generations must be raised, not just a physical defense, but a spiritual one, a commitment to preserving the truth, to passing down the faith, to preparing for the refining fire that will purify and restore all things. The time for complacency is over. The watchman has sounded the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.